Police surround a vehicle believed to be connected to a deadly shooting in California. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Police say the white cargo van may belong to the unidentified suspect responsible for at least 10 deaths and 10 additional injuries after a shooting at a ballroom dance studio during Lunar New Year celebrations.
I have a lot of uniformed police officers that are out on the street. Every single one of them is committed to the community. And if someone in the community has a question, has a concern, is scared, that officer's out there to make sure that they're okay.
Monterey Park Chief of Police Scott Weiss. Energy independent. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee and one of the authors of the Inflation Reduction Act. He tells Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo it's possible.
We have the ability to be energy independent. So this whole piece of legislation was designed for energy security, for the superpower of the world not to depend on foreign supply chains, for us to run our country.
The act includes billions of dollars in grants and loans to fund new clean energy projects. Concern for Ukraine from both French and German representatives during discussions to unify actions.
Russia continues to announce that it has claimed more small towns in Ukraine's eastern part of the country. Now, in Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at this meeting with hundreds of politicians who came together to discuss energy, economy issues, and mainly defense. Now, Germany has not signed off on sending Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine, nor has the U.S. in sending Abrams.
Fox's Alex Hogan from Kyiv. At Graceland in Memphis, they said goodbye today to Lisa Marie Presley, daughter of Elvis Presley. Lisa Marie died at age 54 after sudden cardiac arrest on January 12th. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The DOJ seized more classified documents from President Biden's Delaware home, some dating back to the president's time as a senator. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
Joe Biden was chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. That's a job that required him to be cleared. Of course, he traveled the world, met with foreign leaders, and was reviewing highly sensitive information. So the fact that this goes back not just to his time as vice president, going back to his time as Senate, that's very, very notable. And, you know, the FBI taking part of this search certainly raises questions about just how deep this scope is. But I think what's angering many Americans nationwide is the fact that this started off as just finding a few documents, a small number, the president said, who later said that he has no regrets about this. And now we keep hearing about more classified documents being discovered.
President Biden first entered the Senate 50 years ago during the Richard Nixon presidency, creating educational savings accounts for families to send children to private schools. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds tells Fox and Friends Weekend about the proposal.
So it'll be based on needs. So the first year it'll be those families that are at 300% of the federal poverty level. The following year it'll go to 400%, and then the next year it's universal, and all kids, all families, if they make that choice, that money will follow them to an accredited private school.
The proposal includes taxpayer-funded savings accounts of nearly $7,600, which could be used for private school tuition. A happy turn of events after a family's dogs were stolen in Portland, Oregon. Fox's Shayna Estulin.
The four show dogs are now back with their owners in Woodinville, Washington, thanks to someone in Vancouver, Washington, who spotted the dogs in a van he found abandoned on the road. The van was stolen with the dogs inside from Portland on Saturday. The Mercedes cargo van was left idling early in the morning near a hotel, and police say the thief jumped in and drove away with the precious cargo inside. The stolen dogs, three Scottish Terriers and one Karen Terrier, are show dogs and we're in Portland for the Rose City Dog Show.
I'm Ann Carrick and this is Fox News.
Hi everybody, it's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and of course what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.